This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Glad to see that Chris's voice is almost all the way there after what he suffered. Good that you're getting back here. We have Erica and Chase and Kathleen. Kathleen, you want to continue on that thread that you were mentioning in the previous segment, or let's move on?
But I should say some positive things about MUFON, too, because I really think that Jan Harzan has been a very strong and positive leader.
Well, the thing that I think bothers me, and Chris might as well, is now we're seeing speakers go to MUFON events that are at the very least controversial and at worst may denigrate from sending a image of scientific UFO research, if you get my point.
I need to explain that.
Yeah, you can't blame that all on Jan.
Jan didn't select those people. Let me explain the rules of the states in selecting speakers at the conference.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. The state director in any state that hosts the MUFON conference currently has the right to select the theme of the conference and the speakers at that conference. Some people are not, I suppose, familiar enough with some of these so-called researchers in the field to know that some of them are well-known frauds and have asked these individuals to speak at conferences not being aware of the facts.
But shouldn't there be vetting of that if an individual state director sets this up? Okay, that's the point. Shouldn't there be vetting?
I agree. Yes, I agree with that. And I think that MUFON and the board of directors are taking a look at that and now realize that there is a problem with this and will vet speakers from now on.
Well, you know, I've got to jump in here, having a personal experience to relate. The reverse is also true. There's also, in the case of my particular example, in 1997, when they were starting to talk about the 1998 MUFON International Symposium, which was going to be in Denver, a number of the higher-ups, the state director and quite a number of state section directors, were really very, very interested in the work that I had been doing the past 3 or 4 years, and the amount of activity that we were experiencing down in the San Luis Valley was just breathtaking. And because I wasn't a member of MUFON, the higher-ups at MUFON, and I will name one person, I don't want to speak of the dead in a disparaging manner, but Walt Andrus said he is not speaking at our conference. And so, you know, the weeks went by, the months went by, and this was all going on without me even knowing about it. And then finally, what happened was that there was a revolt within Colorado MUFON, and they said, if he doesn't speak, we are not going to host this event, because which not many people know about this. And it went back and forth, and it was like a Mexican standoff. And then finally, Andrew said, okay, he can be the first speaker at 8 o'clock in the morning on Thursday. And so that's when I spoke. And I'll tell you, they had me in you know, a little room that could maybe seat 50 people. It was packed. And
oh,
then
great.
Overflowing. And, of course, the whole conference went on. There were a lot of great speakers. Tracy Torme and I had a great time. I actually got to dog Phil Klass with his walker, which I will always fondly remember. But that gives you an example of the exact opposite. When the state knows better than the international leadership what's going on in their state, and they have a sense of, you know, who should be addressing the conference to bring people up to speed on an amazing wave of activity in you know, looking at this particular instance. So, I mean, it works both ways.
It apparently does. And, you know, I wasn't aware of that scenario, but, you know, maybe that is why the more power was given to the state for that purpose.
Well, the bottom line is, if you're not a rank and file member of MUFON, you are not going to have your work featured at a MUFON symposium, which I've, you know, the past 20 years, I mean, I've never gotten an invitation to speak at MUFON, even though I feel I do good work and a lot of people could benefit by that. I'm inspirational. I look at things from out of the box. I attempt to bring creative thinking. And I'm just speaking for not only myself, but for a bunch of investigators and researchers out there who are not given the kind of exposure to their work that would then inspire others to help them in their particular locale. And, you know, this is a real kind of a – we're getting off topic here. I feel the same is true about women interested in the field, but even doubly, triply, quadruply so. Being a woman trying to break into this whole field now is different than it was 18 years ago, 20 years ago, when Chase first started getting involved, or you know, a decade and a half ago when Erica started getting involved, and yourself, Kathleen, when you got involved. It's more difficult, I think, now, and I'm opening this up for discussion, but for young women wanting to get involved in this field, they will say, well, you know, forget UFOs. I'm going into haunting research, or I'm going into, you know, any one of a number of disciplines that you can go into and become an investigator and a researcher. Ufology is becoming an Ivy Tower men's thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, you guys.
I honestly just don't see it that way. And, you know, it's just me, but I do want to say one thing. Like Kathleen, that drama I had back in 2011 with MUFON, you know, I just quit. I went on my own way. I did very well on my own. I was very happy. You know, Chris, we've been friends for a long time out here. And, but I didn't join, Elaine Douglas and her reform MUFON movement because, like Kathleen, I step away from drama. I want nothing to do with, you know, the gossip part. I'm just very uncomfortable with all the confrontation and ugliness and literally work. That's exactly what I do as well. So I find myself out of the loop on some of this stuff very often, unfortunately.
Right. But I think, though, that I just have to throw this in there. I think that, I mean, we know that there is gossip and ugliness and that there are people that we're associated with that are not being incredibly nice or supportive in the public sense. And to me, when people are being attacked that are simply trying to do the best they can do, I think that we have an obligation, especially when somebody's younger in the field, to stand up and to support them and to get involved and to call out bad behavior. And I think that if we keep turning away from that, then things are never going to change and be productive for younger people in the field.
And I disagree with the statement that it is more difficult than ever for women to become involved in this field. There are many women involved in the Mutual UFO Network. There are many women involved in important roles in as state directors or state assistant directors, and also at headquarters in Newton, in MUFON, and holding national roles as well. Any young woman who wants to become involved as a researcher has to go in and has to learn the field and has to work their way up. You don't start at the top, and people need to realize that. You have to have knowledge to be respected, and you right. have to have accurate knowledge. You have to be a good researcher, a good investigator. You have to be intelligent, and all of these things are very important, And I think women are moving ahead. I see more women speaking now at conferences than I used to see when I first began speaking.
Let me just
absolutely
say something,
agree,
because we have to break in a moment here. In the International UFO Conference, out of 20 speakers, 3 were women. More to come with Jean, Chris, Chase, Kathleen, and Erica. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Let me tell our listeners we have a second radio show we'd like you to hear. It's called after the Paracast. And it's a mixture. It includes color commentary, general chit-chat, special guest interviews, and I think a lot of people don't realize that it's not just me and Chris or another co-host. It's special guest interviews, too. And the only way to hear it is to become a member of the Paracast Plus. To find more, go to plus, P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com, plus dot theparacast.com. We offer also a commercial-free version of this show as part of the package and other benefits. Check it out. Prices start just $1.49 a week. We have Kathleen and Chris and Jean and Chase and Erica.
I'm not a proponent of everything's got to be 50% women, 50% men. I think, obviously, that abilities, past experience and stuff obviously have to be factored in. But looking at the list of state directors and looking at the board, there is about a 3 or 4 to 1 almost of men to women. And, you know, whether this is all based on merit or not, or whether it's based on some obscure formula that we're not privy to, there does seem to be a predominance of males at the top of leadership positions in MUFON, just like there is in our culture at large. I mean, it doesn't matter the industry or the business type that you're looking at. You're going to find that men are pretty much running things. And I don't want to say token women involved, because I think maybe back in the 70s and early 80s we could say token women. Now it's different. I think there is upward mobility, and women are being acknowledged for their experience, for their savvy, for their abilities equally with men. We still have a long way to go, Kathleen.
We do, and it takes time. But we are moving forward, and that's what is important. You can't expect a huge change overnight, but I am seeing changes, and we are moving forward. And I'm older than the other people here. I grew up in a society where women had very few rights and was part of the women's struggle for equal rights, for equal pay, for jobs. And I feel that we have come a long way in the UFO field. And others might disagree, but...
No, I absolutely agree, and I see that constantly. And again, I bring up the fact that, you know, my STAR Team manager application, I guess it didn't occur to me to put down I was female. It's one of the things I left off the sheet. But they absolutely gave me everything I needed to succeed, except that direct boss, which was changed after I became manager. You know, what I find is that if you want to be that, or if you want that, be that. If you want respect, you know, we respect each other. If you want a close group of people, you need to operate very well in that group. If you don't mind calling people out, like remember Elaine Douglas, I mean, she'd get out there and, you know, get on radio shows and call out, you know, names and things like that. And then there's a response. I just think that sometimes out here that people don't want to wait. Just like Kathleen was saying, you have to be in the group for a while because so many come and go. I think you need to work.
Be the ultimate litmus test.
Right.
Well, what have you done lately?
But what is this about being, I mean, we have to wait and then earn respect and go through all these rungs. I mean, if somebody is new in this field and they have good, fresh ideas and they're willing to get out there and work, they should be supported. They shouldn't have to wait in line to be able to talk to others.
Not what I said at all. What I'm saying is that when you're new coming in, you know, you work your way. There is a part of being here. Erica, you've been around long enough to know that sometimes new people don't stick around. And so are you going to make them, you know, presidents and STAR Team managers if you don't know what they're capable of? What are their leadership skills? What are they like under pressure? Are they the first ones to turn around and start digging up dirt on people and throwing it out there? You know, we really need to focus on the core of, you know, who we're working with. And it really comes down to ethics. Personally, I think when you work hard, Erica, we've even talked privately on a telephone call. And I believe I said then that our merits as women is going to have to come from work. What are we doing out here? Because I don't really associate myself as a female ufologist or a woman in ufology. Guys, I'm a UFO investigator, and I'll stand in any arena with my skill sets. and work hard.
I mean, we all will.
Yes.
But some of us have, you know, been through a little different set of circumstances where, unfortunately, being a woman, people say very slanderous things because you're a woman. I mean, I wish that I could say that I could stand here and say, hey, everything's great, and I'm just going to act like a man. And I mean, I'm just one of these people that's here, and people are just looking at me for my work. I know I do good work. I know I will continue to do good work. And I know that I've been through things, and I've also talked to many other women in the field that have been through things that people shouldn't have to go through. And unless we're willing to work together and to support each other as women, changes are not going to be made. And we really need to effectively look at what's happening with the phenomenon and get some answers. You know, we can't afford to wait around for another 30 years while slow changes are made. We need to make some pretty effective changes.
Well, I guess I'm just not aware of any big problems going on because it's pretty smooth sailing where I'm sitting. And I don't mean that disrespectfully, Erica. I honestly, I'm not hearing from other women any problems.
Some women have been targeted by some very narrow-minded men for one reason or another. I have to say that when I took over as director of experiencer research, there was a small group of men who appeared to be very angry about the fact that I was actually doing something, that I was working with a team to develop protocols for abduction investigations, that we were moving forward on this instead of ignoring it. There were individuals who seemed very angry, and one who actually attempted to have me thrown out. Fortunately, I had kept all the communication, very little communication. It was all respectful on my part toward this man. He was very nasty toward me. And when it came down to it, I was exonerated because I had not done anything wrong. It was this individual who had. I had to prove myself, but that was only one point in time that I've had difficulty.
And I think that's how we win, Kathleen. You know, it's the same thing with my experience. You know, I had trouble. I handled it the best way I knew how. I stood up and told the truth. I went very public with exactly what happened. I told the truth then. I just stayed busy and working and, you know, eventually wasn't invited back. But not everybody's happy. I guess I just don't seem to have a lot of that in my court. And I don't mean to be disrespectful. If anyone has ever called me, Erica, you and I have talked in the past. I thought I gave good advice. I thought I helped. I tried anyway. But I just don't have a lot of things that I could point out that are horrible. I just don't. And well, if I did, I probably wouldn't work here.
We have Gene and Chris, Erica, Chase, and Kathleen. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, Women's Roundtable, Kathleen Martin, Erica Lukes, Chase Krotsky. We're going to continue with Chris. Go ahead.
We're all after the same thing. We're after understanding. We're after definitions, even. If you really want to start at the basic root of what we're aspiring to here, we're aspiring to knowledge and understanding and awareness and clarity when it comes to these things. And so we do have that underpinnings of a universal kind of a, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, that's what we're shooting for. And what I'm hearing here is that we're not necessarily dealing with gender issues with people having problems because of they're a man or a woman, in this case a woman, but it's more sort of personal differences that it doesn't matter who you are. If somebody disagrees with you, they're not going to, you know, be your ally or your friend. I do see something a little bit more deeper and more systemic than that, you guys. I really do. You know, I haven't been in this field for that long, not like Gene, which, you know, it was like 40 plus years. I've only been in this field almost 25 years. But over that time period, you know, I've worked with quite a number of women, female investigators. I could name them all off if you'd like. You know, I've been consistently hearing that they don't feel that their work is taken as seriously as men's work. And I think that is a kind of the elephant in the room here, let's face it, is Linda Moulton Howe. When I first was trained by Linda to interview people back in early 94, like God bless her. She really, you know, and I'll always be forever in her debt. She is a very good interviewer, one of the best I've ever known. And I mean that sincerely. She would tell me that, you know, Chris, it doesn't matter, you know, what people think about me. You know, I'm on a mission here. I want to know what's going on. I want the truth. And I always, and still to this day, I admire for that aspect of her work. And one of the things that she did say early on was that she was really sick and tired of people not taking her seriously. You know, I think her career, if you want to call it that, anyone with a career in ufology is suspect in my book, but Linda has a career in ufology, and I would think that, you know, looking at that career that dispassionately, that she's actually succeeded in being taken seriously. Unfortunately, whether that is accurate or not, I don't know. Anyway, correct me if I'm wrong here, but Chase and Kathleen are saying that there's really nothing to any sort of gender inequality.
No, I absolutely identify that, you know, women are not, you know, our work isn't given the same precedence as men, and that we do have a long way to go. I'm here saying that I just not subject to a lot of, you know, that discrimination. You know, it's not, I don't know how to fix that other than be grateful that, you know, I have not been victim to, you know, some of this, you know, mistreatment, because that's just not my experience, and I can't make it. So I'm not trying to act like a man. You know, that's ridiculous. I mean, I love being a girl, obviously. I just work. You know, I'll stand on my own merits. And, you know, as far as helping other women in the field, I'm very close to women and have been since day one. I guess I just didn't see that, you know, there was this big group out here. Because when I saw, like, Elaine Douglas break away, to me it was just angry. I don't want to be part of anger, you know. And I think anybody who knew Elaine Douglas probably saw most of that being her motive with this Reform MUFON group. You know, I didn't join it. You know, I stood up and did my own thing again and was doing quite well. You know, if things come across my table, I absolutely deal with it. But I just don't have the experiences where, you know, I've been disrespected or have been belittled and shoved in a corner. I just don't have it.
I think that for me, I have been very fortunate to be closely associated with Stanton Friedman. I'm a strong woman. He's a strong man. And we found that we worked well together. We've written 3 books together. We do research together on a regular basis, work together on a regular basis. And he was highly respected before I was even known. He does have a great deal of respect for me and for the work I do. But one thing that I have noticed is that even though I was the major author on 2 of our books, meaning I wrote more than 50%, he in the field has generally been given credit as the primary author and researcher and me as his assistant. And he has worked very hard to make it clear that I am not his assistant any more than he is mine, that we are equal in the work that we do.
Kathleen, I just have to say that you've always, I mean, you and I have had many conversations about this and about moving forward and finding good relationships and having a strong core, and you, out of any woman in the field, has been so incredibly supportive to me, and you've really been an inspiration to me as far as, you know, how do I handle my career, how do I roll through this lower level political nonsense and do all of that. And so, I mean, I think it's really important to stress that there are good women out there like you that want to mentor younger women coming into this, and I know I've appreciated that.
Well, I was happy to help, and I'm happy to help any woman who comes to me and asks how to do this. What do you do? And so I think that is very important. Thank you for saying that, Erica.
It's true. I mean it. I really have always thought that, and you've been such a light spot as far as this and kind of moving through this, because, you know, unfortunately, when you get started in this or you try to come out in a public way, you know, you're subject to attacks that you're not necessarily wouldn't be if you were, you know, working at home on your business or in a different way, you know. And so it's important to find support. You're one of those people. I think there are other great women out there that are doing work, and we need to support them any way we can. And I feel, like you said, that good positive things are happening, and hopefully through time and getting that younger generation involved, we'll see some of this kind of old school, good old boys stuff fade away, and we can get some new research done.
I hope so. And I think that we're moving toward that as women in our society in general take a leadership role more and more frequently than we did in the past.
Yeah, well, it's happening. It's like that trying to watch the minute hand on a clock. It's like a minute hand on a clock. You can look at it all you want, but you're not going to see it move, even though you know that it's moving fairly quickly. Or the term glacial, I think, is appropriate. I think we're seeing changes within the culture generally, and then within ufology and the paranormal realm. I think it's more accurate that you're seeing glacial changes. You know, it takes a composite sort of, you know, many years of looking at it to really notice any change. But I'm glad we've got 2 out of 3 women who are on our panel are saying, hey, don't worry about it. We haven't had any problems. Maybe there are problems, but, you know, we're moving forward. We're doing good. You know, let's not rock the boat. We might shake ourselves out into the cold Arctic. you know, again, I must say many of the women that I've worked with over the years are dead. And I really hate to say that. Leah Haley, Ellen Crystal, God rest her crazy soul.
I remember Ellen Crystal years ago. I think I met her once near her home in New Jersey, and that was the week of a Star Trek convention, so that would take it, probably to the early 1970s or thereabouts. Very, very interesting times for lots of reasons. We got more to come with Gene, Chris, Chase, Erica, Kathleen. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features. And most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Chris sounded mad there because I actually asked him to repeat the Paracast. We've had some typical Skype problems because Skype problems are typical. What are you going to do about it? Chris, we also, in our final five segments, have a few questions from listeners. If you think there's something relevant to the issues being discussed by Erica, Kathleen, and Chase, please don't hesitate.
Okay. I won't hesitate. Most of it's pretty specific to Kathleen's, actually, research and investigative work. There's one thing that we've kind of already covered. In terms of negative treatment, simply because you're a woman in a male-dominated field, we've already covered that ground. But I originally envisioned this whole idea of a woman's roundtable and bringing this subject and putting it front and center is not only, you know, a way to complain or like a bitch session. Well, this happened and this happened and this happened. But, you know, I really wanted to look at this as a way to move forward and to come up with some ideas of how to attract more women into the field. And the reason why I say this is very simple. I feel women in many cases, not all, but many cases, actually are more effective out in the field doing actual boots on the ground or pumps on the ground, if you will. You know, I'm trying to stay away from male cliches here, but I find that women actually are better suited, have a better bedside manner, as I like to call it, around experiencers who are very vulnerable, who feel in some cases violated, in other cases singled out. I think women are better equipped, I think, just in terms of their emotional qualities, better equipped to allow experiencers and witnesses to feel comfortable enough to open up and really describe their experience. Now, this doesn't hold true in totality across the field. I think there are some cases that it doesn't matter who it is. You're going to get the Jack Webb dates, times, facts, just the facts, ma'am. But it's the cases that have the nuances of possibly, you know, something unsettling, things that make one feel emotionally vulnerable. I think women are better at getting people to feel comfortable enough to open up. Now, I say this because I was involved in a very intense case, one of the most intense cases I've ever been called in on. I just happened to be with Rosemary Ellen Guiley. We went up and we investigated three cases up where I used to live in the San Luis Valley. I was so amazed at her effortless ability to get people who normally, to me, probably wouldn't have opened up, period, let alone to the extent they did with her. And I just sat back and took notes, and I felt like I was in investigative school. And this is coming from someone that had already been in the field, you know, almost 20 years, and had investigated hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cases and, you know, interviewed thousands of people. So just based on that single experience, I really feel that the women are an untapped resource for the field. I really feel that. I'm glad that you guys are kind of slowly proving me wrong here, but, you know, what can I say? I mean, that's my own personal experience. And like I said, I've worked with women all through my 25 years of doing this. And, you know, Rosemary, Gail Stalen in her own way. I mentioned Linda Howe, obviously, already. There's others. Nancy Talbot, I think, in some ways, has some real interesting approaches to the subject matter that I think are her own.
Debbie Ziegelmeier,
I haven't worked with Debbie. She's very, very good. She's on the board of directors of MUFON, one of two women, I think, out of seven or eight board members. Yeah, Debbie's good.
Phyllis Buttinger.
Well, yes, Phyllis, yeah. I mean, you couldn't really call her an investigator, but in terms of a researcher, absolutely. She's one of the very few, period, male or female, that have even, you know, had the courage to touch the subject. I was so happy when she agreed to do the Paracast, because she rarely does any radio or media. So what I'm hearing here, basically, let me sum all this up. I've been monopolizing the conversation too long here. But what I'm hearing is, you know, there may be not as big of a problem as you think, that things are progressing. And it's all more of interpersonal relationships as opposed to gender relationships or gender issues. So let's take it to the next level here. What can we do to help attract more talented women investigators and researchers to the field, or do we even have to?
I think that, like you said, it's imperative to attract women researchers to the field because we have a much different way of dealing with and looking at different cases and dealing with people. I mean, I think we can look at things in a much broader sense, which is what we're going to need to do if we want to make true breakthroughs in this field instead of that kind of nuts and bolts, very narrow-minded approach to research, which we have seen that hasn't necessarily worked over the past 50 years. And, you know, it's vital that we make a difference, that we also really talk about ethics and professional standards. And as researchers, that we abide by those and support people that are coming into the field. And I believe that we have to talk about issues and address them. And I think that will help a great deal.
I agree with Erica. I think that women tend to be more compassionate and more empathetic than men in the way that we are wired. Going back many, many years, if you look at the very old cases of alien abduction, when there were women present who were part of the people who were abducted, it was always vital to have a woman there who would make those women feel more comfortable. So we have a very long history of having women involved with women who have been abducted. And I think that it's very important for women to be nuts and bolts investigators, too. There are many things. Denise Stoner, who is my co-author on the Alien Abduction Files, is a top-notch, nuts-and-bolts-type researcher. She has all the gadgets. She measures everything. I go out on investigations with her, and I have never been more impressed by anyone's methodology than I have been by Denise's. And she has been an investigator for quite a long time.
Agree with Kathleen. It's a combination of intelligence and dignity and the ethical fibers that we project everywhere we go in these investigations. We have to stick with scientific methods because all the retelling in the world isn't convincing anyone. So looking for that admissibility and burden of proof. But women also bring that intuitive nature. I joke with my kids and tell them I can smell it coming. You know, I could feel it coming. I don't even have to see it with my own eyes. I can tell you exactly what's going on. Maybe it's a mom thing. I'm not sure. But absolutely. And I see women joining. We have several women who have just joined MUFON and are coming up. One that I'd like to point out is Carrie McClure. You know, less than a year in MUFON, already writing articles, already being recognized, moving up very, very quickly because of her skill set. Because one of the best things about MUFON, there is no tenure. So I'm watching these young women who I've known, Carrie. You know her as well, Kathleen, from she's Anna's mom. Anna, the little girl, came out at the conference at Sebring. She's a wonderful woman. We're very close. We have been working very closely for a number of years and actually do the field reports. That's our research page, the two of us together. And she's remarkable. So these younger women are joining again. You know, I think some here have me at a disadvantage because I'm seeing younger women thrive and do very well out here. Maybe, I don't know. Run with a different crowd. I have no idea, guys. All I know is that it's very positive. I see good things happening. And
excellent.
Maybe that's,
well, I'm really happy to hear that, personally.
But, Chris, you know me. Like, I have no problem standing up, telling the truth, and calling it out either.
Yeah,
but,
no. Yeah, you're very, very upfront and no holds barred. So's Erica. Kathleen's a little bit more measured, but I think she has to be in the kind of role that she finds herself in. Jean, forget about Jean. Me, to a fault. It's one thing that people don't like about me is that I'm too out front and I call it like it is too much.
You know me, Chris. I'm always measured in my
statement.
Well,
that's good. And you had some real good teachers, I'll tell you. You know, it's important. People fail to realize that when you have big organizations, you have politics, and when you have little tiny minuscule organizations like MUFON, relatively speaking, you also have politics. So, large groups of people tend to shake out in almost predictable ways, and it's the institutionalization of the field that, maybe is a problem, maybe not. I think an issue that we haven't talked about as well is the role of the media.
More to come with Jean, Chris, Erica, Chase, and Kathleen. You're in
Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.